Welcome to the My Crazy Office podcast with the authors of Working With You Is Killing Me, Working For You Isn't Working For Me, and Mean Girls at Work, Kathy Elster and Catherine Crowley. They're committed to creating world peace, one crazy office at a time. And now, here are Kathy and Catherine.
Hey everyone, I'm Kathy Elster.
And I'm Catherine Crowley, and welcome to My Crazy Office.
Today we're going to focus on the topic of interviewing techniques. Mm-hmm. First, we're going to help a manager who wants to come up with interview questions that really reveal who the candidate is. Mm-hmm. Then during the second segment, we'll discuss questions you can ask if you're being interviewed for a new position, which we always want people to interview the company.
Yeah, yes. I like that. Knowing the right questions to ask is such a valuable skill mm-hmm. at work. And we're with the expert of interview questions, Kathy Elster. I hope our listeners will send more questions like this to info@mycrazyoffice.co.
Logan, what's our question?
I'm the head of my department, and I'm filling a position right now. I know the standard interview questions, but how can I really get to know a person in an hour?
Yeah, it's not easy. Some people interview well, so you always have to remember that you could be schnookered.
It's just like dating.
Oh, here we go.
Sorry. But, you know, they're good talkers.
Yeah. All right. So what I really want everyone to do who's in a position of interviewing is to create questions that are hypothetical. Like, you know, you come to work and I ask you to do blah, but you really have to do this. And then there's a flood. How do you put that in order? You know, mm-hmm, what do you do mm-hmm, first? Mm-hmm. So you really get to know people if you put them in challenging situations and ask them how they're going to handle it. Mm-hmm. Now, I just made that up. It should be something realistic, which is a client is complaining. You've got to get a proposal out and, you know, my hair's on fire. Your hair's on fire. What do we do?
So construct a scenario.
As many as you can that will, people reveal a lot. First of all, it's not a question they're prepared for.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And they reveal a lot when they tell you how they would handle a situation.
Yeah.
The best people that to interview are those that will automatically tell you a situation. If you ask a question and then they come back with, well, I once had something like that.
Yeah.
And they actually tell you a story, which is how I coach people. Mm-hmm. Then you can get a full, hopefully a truthful answer.
Yeah.
But here's just some other questions that will help you maybe learn about the person. And you have to feel it out in what order to put these in. But give me an example of a time that you felt you went above and beyond the call of duty. Mm-hmm. Not that typical a question. And it makes people, you know, it shows you who they are. Right. Can you describe a time when your work was criticized? Mm-hmm. And that will really put people on the defensive because, they may not have liked that time, and you'll see who they were when they get criticized, and that may be the end of the interview for you right there. Oh, person can't take criticism.
Yeah.
Not what I want. What was the last project you headed up, and what was the outcome? You may not get a full answer there, but here's another line I like. What are three positive things your boss would say about you? And they usually will have the right answer to that. And then you follow it up with, and what would they say you need to improve?
Uh-huh.
And that's where they usually fumble.
they start crying or something? No.
Well, they usually, you know, they don't know what to say.
Right, because they're ready with their strengths, but not ready with their weaknesses.
Right. And they don't want to say what their weaknesses are.
Right.
And don't say perfectionism. I'm tired of hearing the perfectionism. Oh, I'm such a perfectionist. If I had to say that, that's my one negative thing.
Right. Right. Or I'm too organized.
Right. Right.
Yeah, there's a couple like that.
Yeah.
So how would you go about establishing your credibility quickly with a team?
Mm-hmm.
So it can tell you something. What was the most difficult decision you've made in the last 2 years, and how did you come to that decision? Describe how you would handle a situation if you were required to finish multiple tasks by the end of the day and there was no conceivable way that you could finish them. Mm-hmm. So these are the kind of questions that I'm looking for. If anybody wants these questions, just email my crazy info at my crazy office, and I'll send them to you. Mm-hmm. But that just gives you some idea.
Those are great.
Yeah, of how to ask questions.
And I would also think that you want to ask questions about interpersonal skills, mm-hmm. right? So can you tell me of a situation where you may have had a conflict with someone and how you worked it out? Again, maybe constructing a scenario. I'm just thinking, like, if it's an advertising firm, can you tell me about a tough client that you worked with that had some, maybe took some issue with you, and what were you able to work out with them?
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good, I'm learning.
Yeah, here's something else. How would you describe a terrible leader? And you want to ask you want to ask that, because then you'll know whether they're describing you or not.
Characteristics that you may or may not have.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah.
Can you give me three words that describe the culture you function best in?
I like that one.
Yeah, that'll give you also an idea. Describe a time when you had a conflict with a coworker, could have been a client or a boss, and how did you resolve it?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I think you get the picture of where I'm going. Yeah,
I'm curious if you have you figured out a way to determine if someone is just a good interviewer? I mean, are there tells in that regard, or it's very hard to?
I think it's really hard. Mm-hmm. To read a good bullshitter. Uh-huh. And it depends. I mean, if you're, you know, hiring a sales position, that might be okay. It's difficult to know, but that's why you have to do multiple interviews.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's good to make people wait sometimes, because then they crack in the process. They start to show who they are.
Mm-hmm.
So don't be very quick to hire people.
Oh, I see. Yeah. So between the interview and the hire, to have some time pass.
Right. And the more you ask of them, maybe ask them for a sample of writing, maybe give them a situation they have to write a proposal for, the more you ask them to do, the more that breaks down the perfect interviewer.
Yeah, that's interesting.
And,
right.
you know, read your gut, because your gut tells you, you know, if something doesn't feel right, or don't write it off.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Know that something was off.
Yeah.
Intuition.
Yeah. Yeah, your gut tells you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Well, I think it's a really good point, though, even after the interview, what you notice, the behavior, like, do they follow up immediately? Are they willing to do additional work of some kind or another? Do the references check out? You know, all the other ancillary and collaborative materials that will to give you the full picture. This is them being able to articulate, which is important, their experience and the way they handle things. Mm-hmm. And then you want to see that the behavior mirrors that.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, when you read somebody's resume, clearly they're in your industry. If they've been in the industry for a while, the chances are you know people that might know them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Or at least go on LinkedIn and see who the two of you know and comment. And see if you can get a reference, not based on who they told you to call, but on somebody you know.
Yeah.
And that you may find out more that mm-hmm. way. That'll give you some indication.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It's not sneaky.
Using your resources.
That's so sneaky. It's really not.
It's resourceful.
That's right. All right, we're going to take a quick commercial break. And if you have any further comments or thoughts, please tweet us at AskK2 or go to our Instagram at MyCrazyOffice.
If you want to get onto our email list as well, please text us at 228-28 and type in MyCrazyOffice. That's at 228-28, MyCrazyOffice. And we'll be right back.
Want to be a hot shot in your new job? Do you have a fancy new suit, but you're tired of wearing it to the same old office? Aren't you bored of staring out the window at Starbucks, wondering what happened to your dream career? If you answered yes to any of the above, stop what you're doing and give K-Squared a call. I mean it. K-Squared Executive Coaching will help you accomplish your career objectives and help you navigate the obstacles holding your career hostage. Simply go to our website, ksquaredenterprises.com, to learn more about our executive coaching and how we can help you. Come on, go ahead. You can do it. And now, back to our show.
Welcome back, everyone. We thought we'd spend the second segment of our show discussing questions you, the interviewee, can ask if you're being interviewed for a new position.
Hmm.
Yes.
You want me to do the whole all the talking here?
No, I'm happy to jump in on this one. I think first to start with the thing that we said about that you want to come prepared with specific questions that you have to ask. And that I think some of them want them to be specific to that company, mm-hmm. right? Asking specifically about their culture and the way things are done there. Mm-hmm. And then also questions that are about the person who you'd be working for, mm-hmm. or to find out what is their management style, what are the qualities that they're looking for in someone that works for them. That mm-hmm. to me is always a good question to ask. And also, what's the biggest challenge they're facing right now in filling mm-hmm. this position and wanting certain improvements within that department.
I actually have that question. What are the biggest challenges this department faces right now?
Yeah. Mm. It's really important to ask that question, because then you're hearing from the person who may be managing you what is really important to mm-hmm. them.
Yeah. Uh-huh. So I like, you know, what are your expectations for my first 90 days?
Mm-hmm.
You might get some idea from the boss.
Yeah.
How did my predecessor succeed in this position or not succeed?
Yeah.
Can you tell me the day-to-day responsibilities of this job?
Mm-hmm.
And what are the most important qualities for someone to excel in this role?
Right.
Right.
And, you know, usually they're kind of blown away when somebody asks questions, because most people don't.
Right.
They're just waiting to be asked. So you don't need to talk about money or vacation or benefits on the first interview, but you do need to look as though you're very informed about what is this job really.
I think it's also valuable to know that if it is the person who would be hiring you, you know, what's their experience in this company?
Right.
What was their trajectory? How have they moved through the organization? And what for them was the biggest surprise when they came on board? If they're willing to tell you.
Yeah, that's a good one.
It's always an interesting piece of information.
And you won't always get the full truth, because they're selling also.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I would also look around to see if you know somebody who works in that company or somebody who might know somebody who works in that company, to get an inside view of what it's really like.
Right. And there you're going to find out about the culture and about your potential boss, the reality of the situation.
Yep.
Yeah. I think that's one of the things that is so important, that there's the culture that will be presented to you. And usually it's quite polished, especially if it's a larger organization. And then there's the culture behind the culture.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that's the real deal, right?
Yeah, and there's multiple cultures. There's the culture of your department.
Yeah.
There's the culture of the company. And
that's right.
Your boss, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's really worth it to ask questions and, you know, be thorough before you say yes to any job.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right. So that's it for this segment on interviewing. Tweet us your stories to SK2. Follow us on Instagram. Review us on iTunes. And don't forget to send your questions to info@mycrazyoffice.co.
My Crazy Office is produced in New York City at K Squared Studios. Stay crazy.